What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about the top five moments that a narcissist will ruin in your life. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. So yes, to top five cumulative moments and times that a narcissistic person, toxic person will can ruin in your life and whatnot, y'all. So this is going to be tough and whatnot. I know a lot of people want me to do videos, like me to do videos like this, because it kind of helps wake people up. It kind of helps people understand the inner workings and the dynamics of the mind of a narcissistic person, right? So number one. The number one moment that I have down is birthdays.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anybody's birthday, your birthday, their own birthday, your mama's birthday, the kids' birthdays, anybody's birthday, they will try to ruin. It's just part of the dynamic. Not all narcissistic people will ruin birthdays. That's not how it always works. That's not how it always goes down and whatnot. But that happens quite a bit. Like, your birthdays make them uncomfortable. Your birthdays are a celebration of somebody else's life. And their own birthdays is a celebration of their life, but it can also be just a kind of reminder that they are facing their own mortality, that they themselves are getting older, that the world is finite. You know, time is moving. You're not going to be young forever. So it causes a lot of them to behave erratically, not get you a gift, not get the kids a gift. Birthday, they'll make it seem like birthdays are just another day on the calendar. It's not the actual day you were born. It's just on the same date. You were born in 1985. It's 2024. You're still celebrating your birthday. Wow, time to grow up. Or kids' birthdays. You know, even some of the kids' birthdays and whatnot, they will ruin. It's not always about the adults in these situations. They will also ruin the kids' birthdays, because a lot of narcissistic people can absolutely be jealous of their own children. It's crazy how that works out a lot, but it does happen. In these relationship dynamics, well, they absolutely will ruin their own children's birthdays. And I know it sounds stupid, but it does happen. And I know some of y'all might be children of narcissists, children of toxic people. And this is what happens within those spaces, that they will ruin their birthdays. Like I said in the beginning, not all narcissists will do that. Some of them will only treat you good on your birthday. Some of them will only be good on the birthdays, you know, but a lot of them will absolutely bug out and lose their minds on birthdays and ruin their birthdays and whatnot. That happens quite a bit. And I know, y'all know, I talk to people in my comment section. I've done one-on-ones and Zooms with people, and they will say things like, well, in 20 years, I never had a good birthday. That's one of the reasons why, because it's very difficult to have a good birthday when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. It just is, y'all. They'll start arguments the night before, so they have an excuse not to get you a gift. They'll give you the silent treatment. They'll go cheat on you on your birthday. They'll buy you a gift, but it'll be like a gift for the house. Here's a new broom set. Here's a new vacuum cleaner. Here's a new stove, something like that. Here's a new air fryer, you know, something like that. I got this air fryer you had your eye on. Like, I didn't have my eye on an air fryer. Oh, well, we have one now, huh? Something that they themselves can use as well. So you have to kind of watch out for that as well. So the second moment I have on my list right here, and these are in no particular order, y'all, because not everybody's going to have these moments. But the second moment is graduations. Look, when I say graduations, I don't just mean graduations from college. I know college and high school where people's minds go to when I say that right there. You can graduate from different programs. You can get diplomas from different programs. You can graduate. You can actually graduate. Nowadays, you have graduations from preschool. You have graduations from kindergarten. You have graduations from middle school to high school. You say from intermediate school to middle school. They will ruin graduations, y'all. Because why the hell would they ruin graduation? Why the hell would they ruin my college graduation? Some of them will outright just refuse to show up. Some of them will argue with you the night before. You know, some of them will absolutely argue with you the night before your graduation to make your graduation, their celebration bad. Some of them won't show up. Like I said, some of them won't show up. Some of them won't get you a gift. Some of them won't play. They won't come to the after party or celebrate you or post anything about you online. They will just make it about them. Like, it's supposed to be a special moment in your life, a special time in your life, but they take it and ruin it. You know, because a lot of times they might not have graduated, so they can be jealous of this. They can be jealous of you in a situation because you get in an extra degree, you moving forward in life, you might have made it farther than they did. Like, that's why I said something as simple as, not simple, something, you know, as common as graduating from high school, they might not have done it because of some kind of extenuating circumstances in their youth where they couldn't make it through high school and they can be jealous of you and they can ruin your graduation from high school. They can ruin your associate, you getting your associate's degree or your certificate or your diploma or your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, whatever it is. You know, some narcissistic people want to hold you back because they didn't make it that far and they can be jealous of you. So they can absolutely ruin that time of your life as well. The third moment I have on here, I got this. This is the big one right here, y'all. It says this is cumulative. This is not just it's one word, but it covers a lot of situations. Holidays. Narcissistic people will absolutely ruin holidays. Not every single one of them. I'm not speaking in absolutes because holidays, again, could be the only time that they're good to you. They could be the only time that they show love, care, and affection. But a lot of narcissistic people are going to absolutely ruin your holidays. They just are. That's not me trying to just say, oh, this is how I feel. No, this is what they will do. They will absolutely make it about them. You know, they'll start arguments the night before, the week before. They'll not get you a gift. They get you, like I said, it's kind of similar to the birthdays. They'll get you a gift that the whole house can use. They'll re-gift something like Christmas time. Like, they won't get you something, but you'll get them something. You know, they'll tell you not to get them something. And then when you don't get them something, they get angry. But then when you do get them something, it's not good enough or it's not something not exactly what they wanted. And even if it is exactly what they wanted, they'll act like they didn't really want it. You see, when I tell y'all, it's a very difficult dynamic living and adjusting and trying to survive with a narcissist. This is what I mean right here. Holiday season, they will ruin. If you got to go do something with they'll disappear during the holidays, give you the silent treatment, stonewall you, narcissistic rage during the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving, they might start a diet during Thanksgiving. Like, you might cook, you might spend the whole night or whole day cooking, preparing a turkey and like the damn near corn. You preparing a carnivore Thanksgiving. And then the next day they're like, you know what? I decided to start off this my I say I'm giving thanks and I'm going vegan today, so I'm not eating any of this. Now they're not eating for the holidays. Now they're making everybody else feel awkward for eating meat. You see what I'm saying? They'll make everybody else's situation awkward. I can't believe y'all eating meat. Y'all just, and this is their first hour being vegan. You know, they just had a burger an hour ago. Now they're all pretentious and making everybody else feel like they're beneath them. You know, they got that pinky finger up, making people feel like they're beneath them for eating meat now because they just went vegan on Thanksgiving. Valentine's Day, they will absolutely destroy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a made-up holiday. Well, I got to get you something for Valentine's Day. I show you I love you every day of the year. Well, I got to get you something for Valentine's Day. Who cares? I don't care if it's Veterans Day. You're not a veteran. Even if you are a veteran, you're not serving right now. You're not doing anything for me. Memorial Day, you're still alive. Well, I'm a memorial. Like, no. Whatever it is, y'all, I'm just telling you, the holiday is kind of irrelevant. Unless it's, because why they do this, Lee? Because the narcissists could have experienced some type of holiday trauma. Like, growing up, they never got the gift that they actually wanted for Christmas. So they could be angry as hell and be mad and take it out on everybody else. You know, gift giving is beneath them. They never received gifts, so they felt pain during their childhood and in their adulthood giving on holidays. So they want everybody else to feel the same type of way. You know, they want everybody else to feel the same type of way, the same type of dynamic. So that's what I'm saying. Like, in these situations, you have to be able to just understand, like, if you haven't had a good holiday in 10 years, why are you thinking year number 11 is going to be different? Why are you trying to convince yourself that year 11 is going to be different? You're going to have the same type of dynamic. The same type of situation is going to work itself out like this, y'all. They're going to ruin your holiday as well. They just are. Not like, again, not all of them will ruin the holidays, but a lot will. The fourth moment I got on here, y'all, is vacations. Vacation time. They will absolutely, y'all know this. A lot of narcissists will ruin your trips. I talked to so many people, like, in the beginning, the first few trips were good, but we haven't had a good vacation in 10 years. I don't know why I keep planning them. Because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Why did you plan a vacation this year? Oh, because every year we go on a vacation, you ruin it. That's because you don't act right. That's because you don't go places I want to go. Well, then why don't you plan them? You plan it better than I do. What? You see, a lot of these situations you can't win, y'all. Road trips. Imagine taking a 10-hour road trip or a cross-country road trip. And they give you the silent treatment or stonewalling you or blasting music to annoy you, you know, or taking phone calls and doing things to intentionally try to set you off and annoy you because they're feeling a certain type of way. You know, when narcissists get away from home, they tend to act differently, y'all. Not all of them will do this, y'all. Some of them, the outliers will only act good on vacations. They act different on vacations because this form is an escape from real life. But a lot of them will absolutely behave in a crazy, crazy way. You have to be prepared for that, y'all. I'm just telling you, you have to be prepared. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic that a lot of them will do. I'm telling you, this is me just like, hey, this is Lee Hammock, letting you know that if you haven't had a good vacation in 10 years, you probably won't have one in the year 11. You know, I'm not telling you to plan trips without them. I'm just saying that just prepare for them to act up and act right. Just plan to do things, you know, just don't let them get to you because, you know, set your boundaries and don't let them get to you regardless of what they're doing, you know, because, you know, anticipation, you know, one of the greatest ways to protect yourself against narcissistic people is to anticipate their actions. You know, if they're going to, you know, they're going to act up and you the silent treatment and just sequester themselves on a trip, go ahead and have a backup plan. Like, I know they're going to act up and they're going to go in a room and try to shut the door. We're going to do some excursions. You see what I'm saying? Just plan for that type of stuff right there because road trips, flights, silent treatments, it gets bad, y'all. And the last moment I got on here, y'all, yeah, if I miss one or I miss several, I know that this is just top five. I know there's plenty more, but this is just the first few that came to my mind. The last one right here is promotions at work. They will not celebrate your promotions or your achievements in any way at work. Hey, babe, I got a $10 an hour raise. We're going to be able to get that new car. We're going to be able to move into that new house, whatever. Whatever. What you had to do to get it, they'll start making excuses for why you were not qualified for that, but you just got it because of something else. You know, you're privileged. You're this. You're that. You know, you're a woman. You're a man. You're whatever race or ethnicity. You're this religion. You know, the boss is this religion, so you're that religion. That's the only reason you got it. You're not really qualified to do that. You know, and so a lot of them will absolutely mess with you exactly like that. You know. And I'll tell you, like, when you try to get a promotion, they will make excuses for you. They'll make you feel bad about getting a promotion. Even though that promotion helps out around the house, it helps out in the life, helps out take care of the kids, helps them out. You know, you can help pay their debt, their child support, whatever they're behind in, you know, their bills, their student loans. You can help them pay that type of stuff off, but they will feel like they're entitled to it anyway. They don't feel like they're getting anything extra from you. They feel like this is the baseline. You're supposed to be doing this. They're just saying, like, they will not celebrate your promotions. They'll make you feel crazy, make you feel bad about getting promoted. And sometimes if you have some requirements to hit before promotion, like you have to take a test or something like that, they'll argue with you and fuss and fight with you the night before, the week before. And they'll just while you're taking the test, they'll be texting you and calling you and things like that, you know, messing with you, trying to distract you during the test, doing your promotion exam or whatever, doing your qualification exam to get promoted. They'll mess with you, y'all. You know, like I said right there. Anything, it's just like, you know, those are the first top five right there. If y'all can think of some more, drop them in the comment section. Drop specific moments if you want to in the comment section, y'all. Again, if you don't know already, I have a support group called The Mental Healers. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. There's weekly Zoom meetings for that group of other people. There's a group of other people that experience similar things as you. You can meet friends and understand what you went through, y'all. Anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Of course, like this, subscribe to this channel. Mental Hillness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.